Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And part of that original Christianity is from childhood to adulthood, from adolescence to adulthood. Right now, we live in a society that is projected by Satan, the devil, of everything is young, 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 forever. And that is proving the undoing of many, many lives, because it doesn't work that way. And that's going contrary to the will of God. In this wonderful book by Diane West, and I recommend you get it and read it, she shows very clearly that this is the death knell of Western civilization. But it should not have to be a death knell for you or for your children, because the Word of God always works. The Word of God is true. The Word of God is righteous. The Word of God is life-giving. Now, let's finish off where we ended up last time in Proverbs, the third chapter. Let's begin in verse 5. Here is the path to adulthood. Here is the way to overcome whatever deprivation that you had up to this point in your life. Now, if you are a youth and you're young, learn the book of Proverbs. We have the whole program for you, and this will help you to become a mature adult at the time you should be, rather than defer it until you're 40 years old and you're sitting at home in your parents' house and you're unemployed and you don't know what to do and you don't know where to go and your life has been wasted away, which has happened to millions and millions of people because they believed Hollywood, they believed their education, they were deprived of how to learn, they were deprived on how to make the right choices in their lives. And the key is, you need God the Father and Jesus Christ and the Word of God. See, because the Word of God is over everyone, whether they believe it or not. They can reject God. They can throw him out. They can be atheists, but it is still there to judge them. So let's see how you can be in God's good graces, how you can live your life so it will be productive, and how you can become a fully grown, mature adult. Or if you have been stunted in that, now you can have a rehabilitation program to change it, if you're willing to do so. Proverbs 3 and verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that goes right along with the commandment that you're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your being. See? That's the key to life. That's the key to understanding. Now, applying the Proverbs, then, is the key to daily living. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, then it gives the opposite, and lean not to your own understanding. See, because the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man or a woman, then the ends thereof are the ways of death. Look at all of those who dishonored their parents and their lives were cut short. All of those, and you know, and I know, and every person alive knows, that when you were able to get away from your parents and be with your friends, you did the things that you knew your parents told you not to do. Isn't that true? Yes, indeed, it is true. See, because now What is the one key to becoming a grown-up? Control your own life God's way. With His word, with His wisdom, with His understanding, with His truth. And then, when you reach an age where you can be baptized, you can receive the Holy Spirit of God. And now then you can have direct connection with God. That's what God holds out for you. What does the world hold? Emotions and thrills? And short life? Perversion and deprecation? Wretchedness and sickness? God says His way is a way of life. Now notice, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths, how you're living day by day. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now, how do you depart from evil? Now, I want you to read all the rest of the third chapter here. But the chapter 4 of the book of Proverbs tells us how to depart from evil. And that is, how do you think? And what do you control or not control that goes into your mind? That is the key thing. Because there is a Satan, the devil, who wants you, who wants your mind, who wants your body, who wants your sin, who wants your perversion, who wants to turn you against God and make you into a despicable individual. Now the choice is out there for you. So let's come to chapter 4, Proverbs 4, verse 1. O children, hear the instruction of a father and be attentive in order to know understanding. That's why it's so difficult when you just have mothers at home. There needs to be a father. And if you don't have a father at home, then God is your father. And let His word teach you. For I give good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. Yes, keep the laws of your mother and your father, because they will give you long life. That's what you need. You need to come from adolescence to adulthood. Verse 5 says, get wisdom, get understanding, keep learning, 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 in knowledge and truth and understanding. Learn the Word of God. Now, I've been preaching and studying the Word of God for nearly 50 years, and I am still learning, because the Word of God is eternal, and the Spirit of God is eternal, and it gives us an eternal education for eternal life. That's where it comes from. Doesn't come from people in the world. Doesn't come from your professors. Most of them are educated fools.
And I say to the grown-ups, if you want to deny evolution and live in your world that's completely inconsistent with everything we observe in the universe, that's fine. But don't make your kids do it, because we need them. We need scientifically literate voters and taxpayers for the future. We need people that can, we need engineers that can build stuff, solve problems. You know, in another couple centuries, that worldview, I'm sure, will be, it just won't exist. It's there's no evidence for it, so.
All right? And not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her. That is truth and wisdom. And she shall keep you. Love her. She shall preserve you. Now notice verse 7. This is talking about wisdom. And wisdom is an attribute of adulthood. Wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom with all you're getting. Get understanding. Now that's what it has to be. That needs to be the very goal of your life, regardless of what age you are now. to get the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, the truth of God, and live your life that way, and let the blessing of God be upon you. Verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. And then the promise of eternal life beyond that. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. Now, what is this to do? This is to show us daily how we are to live. Whatever we are doing, wherever we are, we have choices set before us, and we have the laws of God, the wisdom of God on how to live and how to get our minds right. Now, we're bombarded every day by all kinds of media and music. Little sidebar. There was recently shown on one of the television newscasts that there was this judge in Florida who had a young girl in there who had been on drugs, and she began to curse and swear and curse him out.
Well, Mr. Soto, you have been charged with possession of Xanax.
What do you own?
I own a lot of jewelry, all right, okay. As well as...
Go ahead.
A car.
Well, how much would you say your jewelry is worth? It's not a joke, you know. We are not in a club now.
Okay, but it's, you know, well,
you see, we are not in a club. Be serious about it.
I'm serious about it.
I can see you're serious, all right.
You just made me laugh. I apologize.
It's all right. How much is your jewelry worth?
It's worth a lot of money.
Like what?
Like Rick Ross.
Huh?
It's worth money.
Have you had any kind of drugs in the last 24 hours?
Actually, no.
Actually, no?
Judge, I'll make it easy for the court, respectfully.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Come back, ma'am. Come back. Come back. Give me the paper again. Count one would be 10,000.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios. Come back again. Come back again. Bring her back again. I believe I heard you saying to...
Yes, I did. I'm not going to do it.
I believe you... Did you say...
Actually,
did you say that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you did say that? I find you in direct criminal contempt.
And he sentenced her to 30 days for contempt of court. Then the defense attorney came and said, well, now that's a little bit harsh, because you need to realize here this young woman has never known anything but swearing and cursing, and that comes from her background, from her parents, and from listening to all of this hip-hop and rock music. And it's not rock music for teenagers anymore. It's downright direct satanic perversion to drill into your heart and your mind and your soul and your being so that all you can do is think about this stupid music booming and throbbing in your head. Now that's one thing you're going to have to get rid of. Now there is good music. There is right music. So, after 3 days of being in jail, then he brought the young woman back into court and he said, young lady, I apologize to you. I didn't realize that you had this kind of environment in growing up. Now you see how depraved that the whole world and this younger generation is. They don't know that swearing and cursing and hateful language and disrespecting of elders is against God. If she had been taught the right way, she would never have been there. Now you think on that. Now here's what it's going to do. I've led you in the right paths. When you go, your steps shall not be hampered. When you run, you shall not stumble. Keep hold of instruction and do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. So that you can choose between right and wrong, choose between good and evil, choose to say no to the things that are against God. And one of the things that will protect you more than anything else is this. If you keep the Sabbath day holy from sunset Friday to sunset Saturday, that is the seventh day, the holy day of God. Now, why do I say that? Because that will keep you away from all the sinful activities that take place on Friday night and carries over to Saturday night in many cases as well. But if you choose to keep the Sabbath, and if you choose to learn of God's way, and if you choose to put the Word of God in your mind, then you are going on the road of success with the blessing of God, rather than on the road of failure and stupidity with your friends to go out and party and sexize and drugize your life away to nothing. See? Now notice, verse 14, enter not into the path of the wicked, and do not go in the way of evil men, though it is enticing. Though it seems like such a great advantage to you, it is not. That's why the Bible says concerning sexual sins, flee sexual immorality. Because when you are being enticed and your lust is conceiving all of the pleasurable things of illicit sex, the blood from your head goes to some other parts of your body, and you can't think, so you got to get up and run away. Flee sexual immorality, see? Don't enter into those ways. Verse 15, avoid it. There's a proper time for marriage. There's a proper time for sex. There's a proper time for those things, and those are adult activities in marriage, sanctioned by God, blessed by Him personally. So what do you want? Choice is out there. What are you going to choose? Now you see how good the Proverbs are going to be in helping you going from adolescence to adulthood? Yes, indeed. It says, avoid it. Do not go in it. Turn from it and pass on. For they do not sleep except when they have done mischief and their sleep is taken away unless they have caused some to fall. Oh, come on, do it. It's fun. Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun. Listen to this music. Listen to this. Oh, here, drink this, take this, smoke this, inject this. Oh, you're going to have a great time. And you end up on the floor vomiting and near death and they've got to run you off to the emergency room so they can revive you from death. All because we don't need the Bible, we don't need God, we don't need any of these things. We are smart and an end unto ourselves, and yourselves instead are going to come to an end. If you don't die, you do not grow into adulthood, and you are an infantile 40-year-old who has never learned how to think. When they get into high offices and government and teaching and all of these things, the result is a disaster. Now let's go on. Verse 17, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Now where do you suppose that is going to end up? Broken lives? Arrest? Jail time? Verse 18. But the path of the just, that is the one who is obeying God, is as the shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day. You get blessed every day. You learn every day. You grow in wisdom and strength and understanding every day. However, verse 19, the way of the wicked is as darkness, and they know not at what they stumble. Have you ever talked to some of your young friends and say, well, I'm trying to find myself? Really? Where did you lose yourself? Says the fool, greatest thing a fool can do is discover himself. You'll find that in one of the Proverbs as you study it. See, the first point of wisdom you need to understand is, how do you choose your friends? And who do you associate with? And that's the first step toward adulthood. Let's go on. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes, and keep them in the midst of your heart. The ways and words of God, the very Proverbs which are here. Now, we've got that special study program for you to help you to study the book of Proverbs. Every day, read a chapter of Proverbs before you start your day, instead of turning on the radio and listening to your favorite disc jockey or hip-hop or rock and roll or stupidity that goes on. How about plugging into the Word of God instead and get your mind set in order for the day? Let's go on. Verse 22, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. It's going to affect everything that you do. Because as you think in your heart, so you are. All the evil and lawlessness that is in your heart, that's what you are. Doesn't matter what kind of nice facade that you put on out here. No. God looks to the heart. God looks to the mind. God knows your thoughts. Verse 23. Above all, above everything that there is, guard the door of your mind with diligence. What goes into your mind? Do you have enough character and strength to say no? Do you have enough character and strength to ask God to cleanse your mind from that thought? Cleanse your mind from what you have seen? Or are you going to sit there in front of television and drink it in? Are you going to sit there with your friends and just soak up all the licentiousness that is going on? Listen. All of the things that are for teenagers are to keep you in bondage to being an adolescent, and to keep you in bondage to sin, to sex, to drugs, to rebellion, to disobedience. But the book of Proverbs is the way out. The book of Proverbs is the way for you to change your life. Now notice, above all, guard the door of your mind with diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. It's going to affect your life. Just to show you one little statistic. 40% of sexually active teenage girls have sexually transmitted disease, used to be called venereal disease. That will affect them the rest of their lives because they did not have the character or choice or grounding to say no. Now let's continue, verse 24. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and devious lips put far from you. Let your eyes look right on. Let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet and all your ways shall be established. Do not turn to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Now, I hope you can see why this program with Proverbs is going to help you become a mature, grown-up adult. And that you, because of a work ethic, because of your understanding, because of your wisdom, because of how you have educated yourself with the Word of God, how you are responsible, that you will be the first one in line for work, that you will be successful on the job that you will undertake, that you will be successful in your life, that you then can use that as a springboard for repentance and baptism and receiving of the Holy Spirit of God, so you can look forward to eternal life. That's what it's all about. Now, chapter 16 and verse 2. All the ways of a man or woman, remember the word woman has M-A-N at the end of it, right? All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts shall be established. So this is how you can come from adolescence to adulthood. And you need not go in the mob and the herd of the modern adolescents who get into their late teens, early 20s, late 20s, and early 30s, and they are still adolescents. They're retarded in their growth and understanding of human life. And by time they get 40, they stop and think, I've wasted my whole life. And that's what happens to a lot of people. So don't let it happen to you. You get our Proverbs education program and you start every day one chapter of the book of Proverbs, every day. You do it for a whole year. Then you continue to do it every year until you reach full adulthood. And this is going to help you know more. This is going to give you the greatest education in the world that you could possibly have, because this comes straight from God to you, because God loves you. God Himself loves you. And that's why the book of Proverbs, from adolescence to adulthood. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org, where we have hundreds of sermons that you can download, many transcripts that you can read, helping you to understand about the Word of God, the love of God, the truth of God, prophecies for today. It is literally a treasure trove of the Word of God to educate you for eternal life. So this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.